we're ready now for the sixth inning, and young Johnny Beasley will long be remembered for having come out of that tough situation. Bases loaded. One out, he got rid of Cullenbine and DiMaggio to retire the side without a run. And so the Yankees saw a tremendous opportunity to go fading away. As we go into the first half of the sixth inning, it's Terry Moore leading off for the Cardinals. He'll be followed by Enos Slaughter. Then will come Stan Musial. Wrapping into the windup, here's the pitch to Terry Moore. Swung on, to drive to left field for the base hit. Johnny Keller waiting for the ball in the roll, picks it up, throws into second, and Terry Moore holds it first with a line single to left. And here is Enos Slaughter stepping in. That for Terry Moore was his fifth World Series hit. 2-1 favor the Yankees, first half to six. Enos Slaughter up there, hit into a double play in the first inning, but a home run in the fourth. First pitch to him, swung onto a line drive out to right field for a base hit. Terry Moore around second, on his way to third. The throw goes into second, holding it first is Slaughter with a single. And so the Cardinals, spurred on by their great defensive stand in the last half of the fifth inning, have come to life. And the first two men facing roughing here in the first half of the sixth have belted line drive singles. Moore's to left, Slaughter's to right. And we have Terry Moore on at third, Enos Slaughter on at first, nobody out, and the batter Stan Musial. And now a little activity is beginning to take place in the Yankee bullpen. Musial back from left-handed, pops out to Rizzuto in the second, slides to DiMaggio on the fourth, stretched by roughing the pitch. Musial swings and hooks a pop-up, back of short, on the grass goes Phil Rizzuto, he's under it, and he makes the catch for the out. He comes running into the infield with the ball, there's no advance. One away, and here's Walker Cooper, who singled the center in the second inning, grounded out to Jerry Pretty unassisted in the fourth. Been a tough man up there for the Cardinals in the clutch throughout the series. He's driven in three runs. Right-handed batter. Terry Moore on third. Enos Slaughter on first. One out. First half of the sixth inning, 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. The Cardinals threatening to tie or go ahead. Ruffing takes a stretch. Here's the pitch to Cooper. Outside, ball one, curve ball. Outfield playing Cooper, just a little bit toward left. Terry Moore comes up the line from third. Enos Slaughter has his lead off first. Jerry Pretty's on the bag with him. Ruffing takes a step, checks his runner's pitches. Cooper swings and hits a high fly ball along the right field line. There is Roy Cullenbine racing over near the line. Moore at third, ready to tag up. There's the catch. Here's the throw into the plate, but Pretty cuts it off close to Rizzuto, and it's over his head, out in the center field. There goes Slaughter racing to third. Moore has come in to score. DiMaggio fields the ball, throws into the plate, and the score is tied up at 2-2. Walker Cooper hit a high fly ball along the right field line with the outfield toward left. Cullenbine had to run a long way, made the catch. Moore tagged up. Came in to score. Cullenbine cut loose with his throw to the plate after hesitating for a moment. Jerry Pretty cut the throw off, threw down to Rizzuto as Slaughter, who's on first, tried to go to second on the throw to the plate. And when the throw from Pretty to Rizzuto was into the dirt, bounced away from Rizzuto, and Slaughter kept running, went all the way around to third. We'll check with the official score to see what they're going to call it. Score is tied up now at 2-2, and the batter is Johnny Hopp. Bats from left-handed. Slaughter's on his third. Pretty is charged with an arrow, the wild throw. Here's the pitch, swung on. That's a drive to deep right center field. DiMaggio's racing back. He's getting under it now, and he makes the catch for the out. And 12 for the Cardinals in the first half of the sixth. One run, two hits, one Yankee error. One man left on base for St. Louis, and the score at the end of 5.5 innings, all tied up, 2-2. And that ends the first half of the sixth inning. You know, you can tell by the cheering today that the fans are pretty evenly divided here at Yankee Stadium. And wherever you go, the same thing's true about Gillette Shaving Cream. Yes, sir, Gillette Lather has millions of boosters, and so has Gillette Brushless. Now, if you prefer Brushless, here's the shaving cream for you. For Gillette Brushless contains delicate peanut oil and is a lot better in many ways. It speeds shaving, stays moist on your face and lubricates the blade. You skim off your whiskers without any smart or irritation. Some more things. Gillette brushless is greaseless. It can't gum up your razor or clog costly plumbing. So take it from me. If you want a new experience in shaving ease and luxury, get yourself a tube of Gillette Breakfast for a quarter. Better still, ask for the giant size economy tube. Only 33 cents. Coming into the last half of the sixth inning, with the score tied up at 2-2, for the Yankees we'll have Charlie Keller leading off, then will come Joe Gordon, then Bill Dickey. So it's a brand new ball game once again. The seesaw struggled. The Yanks led 1-0. The Cardinals tied it up at 1-1. The Yanks went ahead 2-1. The Cardinals have tied it up at 2-2. Bill Rizzuto hit a home run in the first inning to give the Yanks a lead. Then Enos Slaughter came back in the fourth with a home run to tie it up. In the last half of the fourth inning, the Yankees went ahead 2-1. The Cardinals just tied it up. But here's Charlie Keller stepping in. Grounded out to Jimmy Brown the second inning. Single to right in the fourth. That's him left-handed. Johnny Beasley looks in to get the sign from Walker Cooper. Outfield very deep toward right to Keller. In comes the first pitch. Charlie takes it outside. Ball one. Terry Moore is back very deep. A little bit toward right center. Young Johnny Beasley leans forward, starts his windup. Here's the pitch to Keller. Charlie swings and drives one to deep left field. There is Sam Musial racing way back. He's getting under it and makes the catch for the out. One away as Keller drove deep to Musial and left center field in the direction of the 402-foot sign. Drive good for about 350 to 75 feet. Coming up now is Joe Gordon, who grounded out to Marty Marion in the second inning, struck out in the fourth. A 2-2 ball game, last half of the sixth inning. Gordon back from right-handed, stands very deep in the batter's box. Here's the first pitch to Joe. Fastball outside, ball one. George Major Kurtz calling balls and strikes. Bill Summers umpiring at first, George Bard second. Cal Hubbard at third. Outfield pulled over toward left for Gordon. In comes the next pitch to Joe. He takes it, strike one, it's called. Fastball right over there, letter high. 1-1 to count on the Yankee second baseman. One out, nobody aboard. Bill Dickey's on deck. Gordon batting. Beasley ready. Here's his pitch. Gordon takes a sweeping curve low inside. Ball two. Him on the count now. Art Fletcher's coaching back at third. Earl Combs back at first for the Yankees. Both of them hollering up to Joe Gordon's plate. Beasley all set. Here's his pitch. Gordon swings and smacks one. One hop to Karofsky at third. Whitey takes it. Throws over the hop. In time for the out. Full hop off the back just for a moment, but he managed to step back on it ahead of Gordon. So there's two outs as Gordon grounds out Karofsky to hop. Coming up now is Bill Dickey. He's grounded out to Jimmy Brown the second inning. And number fourth playing the fourth. Bill back him left-handed. 2-2 to score. Last half of the sixth inning. Dickey steps in. Gives me just a step. Puts the ball out of his glove. There's a sign from his battery mate. Enter the windup, and here's the pitch to Dickey. It's outside, ball one. Jerry Figge is on deck to hit next if Dickey gets on base. Crowd has settled down, rather quiet at the moment. Watching this thrilling struggle out here, this bitter struggle. In comes the pitch, Dickey swings and fouls, tips it right at the plate. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Watch Cooper picks the ball up, hands it to George Major Kurtz. George gives it to once over lightly, says it's all right. Ball stays in the game. One ball, one strike on the Yankee catcher, Earl Dickey. One of the greatest catchers of all time. Beasley all set. Overhand, change of pace, pitches outside, ball two. 2-1. Beasley hits up his trousers, goes with us and dives around the afterwards. Getting top for us, did a magnificent job in that last inning of calming down the young right-hander in that tough spot. Here's the pitch to Dickey. Swung on. There's the drive in deep out of the right field corner. Getting back. He's getting under it and makes the catch for the out. So that's all for the Yankees in the last of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. The barrel left on. Out in order. And the total, two runs for the Cardinals. Six hits, three errors, four left on. The Yankees, two runs, five hits, one error, and five men left on base. And that ends the sixth inning. 60% of every ship, tank, and gun is made from scrap metal. Your country needs all your old metal, rubber, rags, manila rope, burnout bags to make war materials. So round up your junk. Sell it to a dealer. Give it to a charity. Or take it wherever you see the red, white, and blue official salvage depot sign. Throw your step into the fight. Well, we're getting into the latter stages of this game that may be the decisive game of the 1942 World Series. A break either way now may turn the tide. Score is tied. A little different spelling on that one. 2-2 as we go into the first half of the seventh inning with Karofsky, Marion, and Beasley, the first three men to face Charlie Rapping. Karofsky popped out in the second inning with Joe Gordon, then flied to Charlie Keller in the fifth. In first, getting himself around Tripper, drove one high and deep into the left field stand, just curved foul over the poles that disappeared into the stand. Drives a long ball, outfield playing him toward left. 2-2 the score, remember. First half of the seventh inning. Veteran Charlie Rapping into the windup. In comes the pitch to Karofsky. Inside, ball one. Backing Karofsky away from the plate, out of the batter's box. Rapping blows in his pitching hand. Now he's ready to work. Into that easy windup. Side on pitch. Inside, ball two. 2-0 to count on Karofsky. Ball game is to the stage now where you can't afford to let anybody get away from you. Karofsky stands ahead of Rapping. 2-0. In comes the pitch. Strike one call. He got that outside corner. Fastball. 2-1. Karofsky takes a look at Billy Southworth, coaching his third. The hitter takes time. Rapping easily into the windup. Here's his pitch. It's swung on. It's a high pop-up foul. Back to first. It may go into the stands. Pretty he's racing over near the field boxes. He leans in, but he can't make the catch. He came very close to getting himself on that ball, however. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Foul went just to the right of the Cardinal dugout. Cardinal dugout is really alive. All the boys out on the top step, hollering. Rapping goes to the rosin bag. Has a new ball, working on a little bit. Karofsky steps out of the batter's box, gets a little bird on his hand. This ball game is waxing tougher and tougher as we go right down to the final wire. 2-2 the count. Rapping set. Here's his pitch to Karofsky. Swung on, there's a line drive, but fouled in the left field stands. He hit it well. Hopefully he'll be scattered away from that one. Karofsky pulled it too much. Vicious line drive. And another new ball into play. Whitey Karofsky leading off of the Cardinals, first half of the seventh inning. A 2-2 ball game, all tied up. Rapping set for the next pitch, here it is. Karofsky swings and smacks another one foul down the third baseline, in between Billy Southworth and third base. Ball comes off the little wall out there, out in the left field. Charlie Keller fields it, throws it in the big Kyle Hubbard. I'm firing back to third. Rapping wanders in back the hill, looking around the outfield. Kicks it out, knocks some of the rubber, blows in his pitching hand. Rubbing up the top of the ball right now. Randy Karofsky digging into the plate. As that bat cocked up over his right shoulder, waiting to pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, there's the drive out in the center field. DiMaggio lazily under it, and he makes the catch for the out. And there's one away now for the Cardinals in the first half of the seventh inning. Stepping into bat is Martin Marion. Fouled out to Jerry Priddy in the third inning. Slides Roy Cullenbine in the fifth. Loose-limbed right-handed hitter steps in with that two-tone bat. The only player who so far in the series has used that type of bat. Not that it's any different than any other bat other than coloring. Red Ruffing's first pitch to Marion. Strike one called. Over half speed ball. Came in over that inside corner. Outfield playing Marion to hit through all fields. Good to start playing him straight away. Ruffing into the windup, comes in with a slow pitch which is fouled off to the left of the plate, just missing the upper deck and dropping down below. Strike two. So Ruffing stands ahead of Marion. No balls, two strikes. The crowd laying back rather silent, awaiting the big bait that must come one way or another before the issue is decided here in this ball game. Nothing all set, throws. Marion takes a fast throw outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes from the Cardinals shortstop. One out, nobody on. Seventh inning, score tied 2-2. Johnny Beasley's on deck. Jimmy Brown, who will follow him, is in the batter's circle. Nothing all set again. There's his pitch, side on, change of pace, swung on, lifted foul over near the Cardinal dugout. Dickey, after but can't get it, drops into the stands just behind the St. Louis dugout. One ball, two strikes, still to count. Ruffing, feeding there, a lot of slow step. Wasted the fast outside the curve, then came back pulling the string, hoping to get Marion on it. Almost did, but Marty managed to get enough of the bat arm to foul it off. So Red is out there working hard, bearing down. This is a must game for the Yankees. Yankees right-hander in this windup. Here's a pitch to Marion. Swung on and foul off again. Another one of those slow pitches. Comes off to the left of the screen, down below. Crowd getting quite a chuckle out of it. Getting a kick out of one fan down below to the right, too, who stands up and hollers in a screamy sort of voice. Nothing checks the time, Dickey. One out, nobody on. First off, seventh inning, score tied 2-2. Left and middle windup, here's the pitch. Marion swings and hits the pop up. Out in the short left, Phil Rizzuto racing out. Keller coming in. Phil says he has it, and he makes the catch for the out. So there are two down for the Cardinals in the first half of the seventh inning. And here's young Johnny Beasley stepping in. Getting a nice round of applause from the fans. He's done a magnificent job. In trouble, but getting out of it. Beasley took a third call strike in the third inning and then punched a single to right in the fifth, breaking his bat in the process. Ruffing first pitch to Beasley, swung on and missed, strike one. Johnny really swings from the heels. Tom Carr for a moment steps out of the batter's box, extracts his handkerchief from his right hip pocket, dries the palms of his hands, now steps back into hitting position. Ruffing all set for the next pitch to Beasley. It is. Beasley strangely misses. Strike two. The fast inside pitch up under the hand. Seems as if he swung the bat in self-defense more than anything else. Again, it's a quick shot. Ruffing is taking his time, standing right in the back of the rubber. Rubbing up to cover the ball, looking around out in the right field. Turns around, faces into plate. Two outs, nobody on. Ruffing into the windup. Here's his pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. That's out number three for Ruffing. Out in order for the Cardinals in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And the score, end of six and a half innings. Still tied. 2-2. Say, if you've never heard of a victor's hardness tester, it's not surprising. There's only a handful of these costly laboratory instruments in the whole country. Yet, Gillette uses three of them in daily production to check the temper. Here's one good reason. Gillette Blue Blades far outlast the ordinary kind. This fifth game of the 1942 World Series comes to you from the Yankee Stadium in New York City. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Coming into the last half of the seventh inning of this fifth game of the World Series, score is tied at 2-2. We'll have the lower part of the Yankee batting order coming up, Pitty and Ruffing. Then we'll pick up Phil Rizzuto. It'll be the top of the batting order for the Cardinals when we go into the first half of the eighth inning. Pitty bats him right-handed. He walks in the third inning, grounded out to Marty Marion in the fifth. Johnny Beasley, standing on the rubber, looks in to get this sign from Walker Cooper. Starts his wind-up, and in comes the pitch. Pitty takes one high inside, ball one. The rhythmic applause by Yankee supporters calling for a rally. Beasley pitches, Pitty swings and sends the bounder out toward court. Marion comes in, picks it up on a nice hop, throws the hop in time for the out. One up and one away for the Yankees in the last half of the seventh inning. Here's Charlie Ruffing coming up. Bunted into a double play in the third inning, singled in the fifth. Getting a nice round of applause, too. Rapp back and right-handed. Beasley all set. Rocks in the box. Here's his pitch. Ruffing takes it. The curveball low. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Outfield playing roughing. Step or so toward right and center and right. Watching him to hit to left center. Beasley taking his time. Nice. That's his next pitch to Red Ruffing. Here it is. Charlie swings and drives one foul back to first base, going into the right field stands, into the upper deck. The fan of the box tried to make the catch and dropped it, and it went on down below into the lower stand. 1-1 the count on the Yankee pitcher. Beasley, after having trouble in the fourth and fifth innings, settled down. He came out of a terrific jam in that fifth inning. In comes the pitch. Ruffing swings and fouls it back. Strike two. Bases were loaded on Beasley in the fifth with only one out. Columbine and DiMaggio coming up, and he got rid of the two batters without permitting a run. Final right-hander into his windup. Overhand fastball, strike three. Over that outside corner. Call. Ruffing tried to swing, checked it, but up went George Majors with the right hand anyway. That's the second strikeout for Johnny Beasley. Two away, and here's little Phil Rizzuto, who started the Yankees off in the first inning by lining a home run into the left field stand. Glad to tell you more in the third, but safe on an error by Johnny Hopp in the fifth. Fell back to right-handed. Two outs, nobody aboard, last half of the seventh inning. Beasley pitches. Rizzuto looks at an outside one. Ball one. Red Roth is on deck. Will hit next if Rizzuto gets on base. Little Phil has been a big figure in this series. Next pitch to him. Outside, ball two. 2-0 time in the Yankee shortstop. Whitey Kraske's in close at third to watch for that bunt. Not playing in quite as close as he has been, but still close enough. Outfield over toward left. Leaves are working fast now. Comes in with the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. 2-1. 2-2 the score. Last half of the seventh inning. Beasley looks for the sign, has it. Here's his pitch to Rizzuto. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Phil cut hard. 2-2 the count now. Rizzuto steps out of the batter's box for a moment, gets a little dirt on his hands. Back into hitting position he goes. Beasley adjusts his cap, takes the ball out of his glove. Starts his windup, rocks in the box. Overhand, fastball low, ball three. So the string has run out on Rizzuto, 3-2. Beasley backs up off the rubber a little bit, picks up the rosin bag, throws it down, kicks the rubber. And looks in, checking the sign with his battery mate. Rizzuto digs in, awaiting the payoff pitch. Here it is. Phil swings and sends a ground ball out toward short. Pass Marion out to center field for a base hit. Terry Moore fields the ball in the row, boosts it momentarily, but picks it up quickly to throw in the second. And Rizzuto holds on at first with a single to center. His second hit of the ball game and his eighth of the series. He's the number one man in hit production. Has more hits than anyone else. Came up to today's game batting at 353. There are two outs. Rizzuto on at first base and the batter, Red Ralph. Ralph grounded out to Jimmy Brown in the first inning. Beat out a drag bunt in the fourth to save from an error by Jimmy Brown in the fifth. Bats from left-handed, chokes his bat about 2 inches or so. Rizzuto leads off first. There's a quick throw over to first. Rizzuto comes back safely. Phil danced off the bag like he might try to go down. Try to steal second. There's another quick throw over to first, but not in time. Johnny Beasley is trying to hold Phil on. Phil has stolen two bases in the series. Struck by Beasley. Here's the pitch. It's right through there for a called strike. With two outs, a man on first. It's entirely possible that steal sign might be given out. That would put a runner in scoring position. So Beasley's trying to hold Rizzuto as close to first base as possible. Johnny Hopps in the bag there with him. Beasley takes his stretch, checks Rizzuto. Here's the pitch to Ralph, and it's high for ball one. 1-1 the count, and the Yankee third baseman. Roy Cullenbine is on deck. He'll hit next if Ralph gets on base. Red steps out of the batter's box, checks with Art Fletcher at third for any sign. Beasley All set now. Takes his stretch. Here's his pitch. Ralph swings and drives one in deep right field. Ina Sauter racing way back for it. He's going to get under it, and he makes the catch for the out. And so that's all for the Yankees in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no cardinal errors, one left on. And the score at the end of seven innings, 2-2. That ends the seventh inning. Right across the nation, men and women are waging the greatest conservation campaign this country has ever known. Americans are doing without many things and learning to make other things give double service. Now, here's a good way to get extra shaves from every Gillette blade you use. It's something like crisscrossing the tires on your automobile for extra mileage. You see, today's Gillette Blue Blade has marks resembling the Roman numerals 1 and 2 on the end. You can spot them readily without taking the blade out of your razor. Thus, it's easy to distinguish between the edges and give both equal use. And that's the point. Give both edges equal use by shaving one side of your face with one edge, the opposite side with the other. This way, you get a number of additional shaves from every Gillette Blue Blade. And that saves blades, saves steel, saves money. Here your seven-inning totals. Cardinals, 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, 4 left on. The Yankees, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 6 men left on base. And so we're set now for the first half of the eighth inning. And, brother, don't you think the tension isn't terrific? Cardinals need but this game to win the World Series. The Yankees need this game to keep the series going. And here we are, all jammed up and deadlocked at 2-2, going into the first half of the eighth with the top of the batting order for the Cardinals. It's Jimmy Brown leading off. Terry Moore will follow Benina Slaughter. And the veteran Red Ruffing, trying to keep his teammates in the running, goes into the windup, and here's the pitch to Jimmy Brown. And it's strike one call, a fastball right through the middle. Jimmy Brown walked in the first inning, had an infield hit in the third, popped out to Red Ruff in the fifth. Switch hitter bats left-handed against right-handed pitching. Ralph in close to third to watch the bunt, roughing into the windup. Here's the pitch. Jimmy Brown swings and smashes it. Pass to Zito out in the left field for a base hit. Ralph comes up, or rather, Keller comes up to the ball, throws into second, and Jimmy Brown drives the single between Ralph and Rizzuto in the left for his second hit of the ball game. And the seventh for the Cardinals. That brings to the plate Terry Moore, who struck out in the first inning, fly to Kellenbine in the third, and singled the left in the sixth. That's a right-handed. Ralph in close on the grass, prepared to watch for the bunt. Brown moves off first, the stretch by Ruffing. In comes the pitch. Moore shortens up. Bunt toward first. Pretty comes up to the ball. His throw is to Gordon at first in time for the out, with Brown being sacrificed to second. So the Cardinals now have the potential tie-breaking run in scoring position on second base, with Ina Slaughter stepping in. Slaughter hit into a double play in the first inning, hit a home run in the fourth inning, a tremendous shot deep into the right field stand, lower deck. He singled a right in the sixth inning. Bats him left-handed. On deck is Stan Musial. So Red Ruffing is in hot water. One out. Jimmy Brown on second base. And Ina Slaughter the batter. One of the toughest hitters for a pitch to the face. Ruffing takes the stretch, steps down, pitches to Slaughter. Strike one, it's called. Fastball over the outside corner. Ruffing bobs the ball around his pitching glove, blows in his hand. That's going to get Stanton Dickey. Takes the stretch. Jimmy Brown wanders off second base. There's a pitch to Slaughter. Swung on. It's a high pop-up floating foul back to third. It's going to go into the stand. Just misses the upper deck and drops down below. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Comes to Slaughter the batter. One out. Jimmy Brown on second base. Four tied. 2-2. All the Cardinals out in front of the dugout in the top step. Intently watching the action. Hemsley and Gomez over in the left-hand corner of the Yankee dugout. Prince Selkirk in the right-hand corner. Looking, taking his time. Now he's ready. Takes his steps down. Moves off second. Here's the pitch. Slaughter takes it inside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes to count on the Cardinal right fielder. And you can just feel the seething tenseness throughout the thousands of people here at the stadium today. They're comparatively quiet, but just waiting, anticipating something. Wondering when it's going to happen, because something must happen sometime or other before the afternoon is over. In comes the pitch for Slaughter. High outside, ball two. 2-2 the count. Red Ruffing. Working methodically and carefully on Florida. Realizing his propensity as a big touch hitter and a great hitter all the way around. Two balls, two strikes to count. Jimmy Brown again moves off second base. Ruffing taking his time, looks at Brown. Brown starts back towards second. Ruffing still looking at him, taking too much time, and Slaughter steps down to the batter's box. Time's been called for the moment. Yes, sir, these boys out here really batting away. Now all set, Ruffing into the stretch. In comes the pitch to Slaughter. Swing on, it's a pop-up. Out towards short. Phil Rizzuto is getting under it. Brown goes back to second. Rizzuto waiting, and he makes the catch for the out. And they're two down. On the batter, Dan Musial. He popped out to Rizzuto in the second inning. Fly to DiMaggio in the fourth. Popped to Rizzuto in the sixth. And is in just the spot. Very same sort of spot that Musial came up in the second game of the World Series. In the eighth inning. Memory serves me correctly. The man in scoring position and got a single. Sent the Cardinals out in front. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it off of an open plate. Strike one. There were two outs. When he got the base hit that drove in the run that won the ball game. Score was tied at 3-3 at that time, you remember. Charlie Keller had just delivered a home run in the first half of the eighth inning. Tied up. And then with two outs in the last half of that eighth inning. And a man in scoring position, Stan Musial, drove one right through the middle. Right out over second base. That proved to be the winning run. Ruffing takes his stretch pitches. Musial swings and sends the bounder out towards second. Gordon comes up with it, throws to Pitty in time for the out. And so that's all for the Cardinal threat in the eighth inning. No runs, one hit. No Yankee errors. One man left on for St. Louis. Score still tied at the end of 7.5. And that ends the first half of the eighth inning. You know, shaving can be a tough job unless you go about it the easy way. And fans, I'm telling you, that's the all Gillette way. Now, here's what I mean by the all Gillette shave. You use the Gillette blue blade in your Gillette razor, of course. But first, you prepare your beard with Gillette shaving cream, either lather or brushless. Which type do you like? Take your pick. Either of these Gillette creams is top by all odds. Gillette lather cream contains three beneficial oils and saturate your beard with a rich, creamy lather that stays moist all the while you're shaving. Gillette Brushless holds the water, too. Softens beard in a jiffy. It's greaseless, has a pleasant scent, and can't clog razor or drain. So for the peaks of shaving luxury, ask for Gillette Shaving Cream, lather or brushless. 25 cents. Now we're all ready for the last half of the eighth inning. Score tied, 2-2. Roy Cullenbine leads off for the Yankees. Then will come Joe DiMaggio. He will be followed by Charlie Keller. Young Johnny Beasley on the hill. Looks going to get that sign from Arthur Cooper. Cullenbine hitless in three times at bat. Beasley into the windup. Pitches. Cullenbine takes it. Strike one call. Fastball over the inside corner. Cullenbine grounded out to Hoff in the first inning. Fly to Terry Moore in the fourth. And popped out to Marty Marion in the fifth. Final right-hander into the windup. Here's his pitch. High outside. Ball one. Sort of a half-speed ball. One and one the count now in Cullenbine. Outfield very deep. Terry Moore, a step or two toward right. In this sort of very deep right field. Musial watching Cullenbine to slash left center. Beasley throws. Cullenbine looks at a high one outside for ball two. Ball popped out of the middle of Walker Cooper. Rolls over near Joe DiMaggio in the batter circle. Cooper goes over to pick it up. In one count on Cullenbine, last half of the eighth inning, four tied, 2-2. Beasley strikes his windup. In comes the pitch to Cullenbine. Roy swings and grounds one foul down the first baseline behind Earl Combs. Ball comes off the field box barrier. Johnny Hopp takes it, flips it over to Bill Summers, umpiring first base. Going through the count. Beasley taking his time. Now he's all set. Cullenbine digs in. Here's the pitch. It's swung on to bounder. Hits to Hop. He boots it for a moment. Picks it up. A race for the bag. Flips to Beasley just in time for the out. Outside the race, coming by into the bag, but thought he might not be able to make it, then flips to Beasley, who covered first in time for out number one. Coming up now is Joe DiMaggio. DiMaggio flied to Terry Moore in the first inning, single to left in the fourth to drive in a run. Hit to Sarowski in the fifth inning for a fourth play at third, Sarowski on the sixth. One away. Donatello's on deck. DiMaggio up there. Beasley into his windup. In comes the pitch. Fast curve swung on the drive to deep left center. Sam Musial racing wheel. He's going to get under it, and he makes the catch. The ball took a certain swerve down, but he held on to it. There's a 375-foot drive to deep left center. Musial dashed way back. Right in front of the ball at the last second. It dipped. Sort of Fisher fashion. But Musial followed the ball all the way and grabbed it for the out. There are two downs. And here's Charlie Keller. Grounded out to Jimmy Brown in the second inning. Single to right in the fourth. And flying to Musial in the sixth. Four side at 2-2. Keller digs in. First pitch to Charlie. Swung on, he missed. Strike one. He really swung from the heels on that one. No doubt about what he was trying to do. Beasley all set again. Pitches, Keller swings, and it's a high hopper down toward first. Beasley takes the ball and steps on first for the out. It was a high, slow hopper down the first baseline. Johnny Hop had to come in from the deep first. Beasley went streaking over toward the bag to be in position to cover. And suddenly he stepped in front of Hop as he was going at top speed, grabbed the ball, and then all the same momentum went on across first base to retire Keller. And so at the end of eight innings, we're all tied up, 2-2. Getting set for the ninth. You know, every Gillette Blue Blade is ground and honed in filtered oil. And this is just one of the costly, exclusive processes involved in producing the smoothest finish, easiest shaving edges ever known.